If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, Derry, your genderfluid ESGM. What you're about to listen to is Doomsday Dawn, Dice World's first foray into podcasting way back in 2018. We are re-releasing the first chapter of Doomsday Dawn, The Lost Light, as a buffer between Kingmaker and Extinction Curse, as something to give you guys as a treat to sink your teeth into while we wait for Season 2. I want to make something abundantly clear. This isn't the same polished stuff you've been getting from Kingmaker. We're a lot more awkward, the sound isn't as great, and we're using Pathfinder 2E's playtest rules at its earliest stage, meaning things are going to get a little bit clunky. But this isn't here to be an audio masterpiece of epic adventures or grand finales. It's a blast from the past and a look back at the show's humble beginnings. Very, very humble beginnings. So, without further ado, I hope you'll enjoy. We'll be uploading a new episode for this series every day for the week until Friday. So stay excited for Season 2, stay in love with Kingmaker, and as always, everyone, keep it rolling.
Do you want to make a podcast, but you're just not sure where to start? Do what we did, and try out Anchor.fm. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. For one thing, it's free. There's also tons of creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. It'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and even some places I've never even heard of. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. So yeah, you want to make a show? Go for it. Download the free Anchor app today or go to Anchor.fm to get started. Let's start the dungeon crawl. So you enter a slimy cistern. The damp sewer passages have led to this area that stinks of decay. On the northern edge of this circular chamber lies a pile of burnt bones in front of a scorched tunnel. And there's just a number of slimy, fetid pools and a layer of muck on the floor. So what I'm going to ask you all to do is we are currently in exploration mode. And what this means is that you're not in a fight, but you are in a place where you could be like looking around for stuff or like doing different things as you enter the dungeon. So We'll start with Kennick. Kennick, as you enter this dungeon, what are you doing?
Kennick is generally staying on guard. Mm-hmm. Because he's aware that there's a threat, and he's also, like, he doesn't want anybody to get hurt, he doesn't want, like, Emery to get hurt, or him, but he doesn't mind if he does to protect. He's kind of trying to stay in front, I think, and He's, like, I think he might have a shield up, like, walking.
Okay, cool. So you've got all your weapons and stuff drawn, you're not, like, doing anything else, you're just sort of, like, ready for combat.
Yeah, he's not being very careless.
Yeah, so you're kind of there for Emery. You're not really paying attention to The goblin who has snuck up after you all.
I'm not even sure if he knows that this goblin
Oh my god.
I don't, like, I'm gonna be real with you. I don't know if he knows.
Probably don't.
Okay. Okay. Emery, how are you coping with all of this? What are you doing right now?
Well, she's probably following close behind Kennick, and she's also pretty on guard. She has, like, tiny whip, like, wisps of fire, like, through her fingers as she, like, walks by, looking around. She doesn't exactly like the smell.
And lastly, Zebby, as you... How are you entering all of this?
I'm just scuttering through the caves, as a goblin does. And at one point, Zebby is absolutely trying to get their attention and be like, hey, wait up for me, please. Stop with your long legs.
Were the two of you aware that Zebby was here?
Kennick turns around and goes, oh my god, is that a fucking gremlin?
He literally just
fuck are you?
I know. You scared him.
And we turn around, she's like, oh, Zebby, you followed us.
I sure did.
I thought you were afraid of this guy.
Also, what happened to your friend?
Talga? Oh, she stayed behind, but Drakus is scary and all, but I like the idea of money. So, you know, I just came along, and I will be here.
For the pay, got it.
Yeah, right. Scary, though.
Okay, so you're not, like, trying to be sneaky or anything, because you did just, like, shout at them to, like, come
Zebby
give them,
absolutely
like, come give
has
attention.
No concept of stealth.
Wow, he's not a very good goblin.
He's not.
Okay, you know what does have a concept of stealth? The shape that's suddenly rising in the room. As you enter this, as you walk deeper, suddenly one of the muck pools turns like convex, and this slimy form, this mass of like fetid and disgusting waste sort of slops out and starts like inching towards you, and you can tell it's some sort of horrible monster made exclusively out of slime, which is not ideal. And so I'm going to have you all roll initiative. So to roll initiative in second edition, you do not have to roll an initiative stat. Instead, you roll depending on what you're all doing. In this case, all three of you were using your perception.
Yep.
Okay, so everyone just roll initiative.
Six.
Five. I got a 19. I rolled good.
Okay, so...
Let's be nice.
Okay, so first off, the sewer ooze has, I shouldn't have said it, but you know what? It's fine. The sewer ooze got a 24 on their roll. Meanwhile, next is Kennick with a 19. Then we have Zebby with a 6. And we have Emery with a 5. Okay? So, the way fights work with this new system is there's actually a new action economy. In that, instead of having move action, standard action, free action, quick action, etc., whatever, there's now only... It all falls under action. So you have 3 actions and you can do whatever with them. Some, you know, moves or whatever take more than one action. Like, casting a spell usually costs 2 actions because you have to, like, say the magic words and, like, move your hands in the right way. Looks like we're going to get straight into it with the, with this monster. And it sort of slurps forward, going up towards Kennick and Emery. It's sort of, like, oozes down for a second, and like it splashes on itself, and it unleashes a wave of filth and slime, which hits all of you, since you're all within a 20-foot aura. You guys need to make a reflex save for me. Okay, so everyone make a reflex save.
All my luck went into that nat 20.
So that is an 8 from Emery, a 17 from Zebby and Kennick.
I got a 12.
Okay, so you guys, everyone except for Zebby, are you take 1d4 acid damage. So I'll roll that real fast. You take 4 damage as this ooze and slime blasts you all. And you are also hampered. What that does is, I believe it slows you down a lot, as this thick ooze and slime sort of covers you. However, it's now going to try a melee attack. And it's probably going to go for a person that's directly in front of it. It's going to try to sort of bludgeon Emery. And it's sort of like almost grows like a fist out of it and sort of like tries to slam you with it. 19 against your AC. How's that look?
Against my squishy sword.
Okay.
Yeah, that hit.
So now, Kennick, you can use your reaction if you like to do a retributive strike before I do damage. Okay. So to do that, you need to make a melee attack -2.
Please let me hit this. I hate life.
Okay. You swing, but it still manages to sort of duck out of the way and attack Emery. So that's 7 damage total.
Okay.
How's Emery looking?
1 HP.
Oh! That's not good!
Don't worry.
No, she's...
Okay. So, either way, it's now Kennick's turn.
Yeah.
Looks stressed, and he is... I guess he's gonna attack this thing.
Okay, go for it.
An 11.
Okay. Yeah, that's a hit, actually. These things are not very agile. Roll damage.
11!
11 damage. Very, very solid. Okay. Okay, yeah, you do that damage. Your weapon is a Warhammer, and Warhammer has the shove trait. So what that means, if you like, you can roll athletics now for free to try knock this thing a few feet back.
Oh boy, let's try it. Wow.
Ooh, that is nat 1, which is a crit fail. Okay, what that means is you swing your hammer at this thing, and you hit it. You do hit it. But like while you're trying to sort of like knock him flying, you accidentally sort of knock yourself off balance. You have a split second choice here to make. Either sort of leave yourself open to attack, or let go of the hammer so that hammer goes flying, but you don't.
I think he's gonna stay holding on to the hammer. I don't think he cares if he gets kind of hurt.
So you lose your balance and you fall prone. So that means you can take your last action to stand up, or you've only taken one action. You can take an action to sort of stand up now that you sort of knocked yourself off balance.
He's gonna stand up.
Okay, he stands up. You've one action left. What do you want to do?
I think he's gonna raise his shield.
Okay, so you raise your shield, which gives you a bonus now to your AC.
Okay.
Okay. Zebby, what do you do?
Zebby immediately is like, "Oh fuck." And he rushes over to Emery. And he's going to cast Soothe.
Okay. You're right next to her, so you don't actually have to move that much to get to her. What does Soothe do?
Soothe, by definition, you grace the target's mind, boosting its mental defenses and healing its wounds. The target regains hit points equal to 1d6 plus your spellcasting ability modifier when you cast a spell.
So that's 1d6 plus your charisma. What's your charisma?
My charisma is +3.
Okay, what a handsome goblin. Go for it. Heal her up.
Zebby kisses you.
No. Morally okay to kiss a goblin at the start? It's not.
Fuck off. Nine.
Nine HP. Nice.
She thanks, Sebby.
You're welcome.
You have one action left, so what do you do?
Then I do have a banjo, and I'm going to take put it on my knee.
In your hand already.
Yeah, I already did. But I'm going to put it on my knee, and can you kind of explain how that works? Because I'm new to.
This is your first time playing a bard.
This is my first time. I don't know. What I'm doing.
You can do Inspire Courage, which, if I remember correctly, gives everyone a plus one.
Oh.
To like most things.
Yes.
Okay. It is also it only takes one action to cast, I believe.
Okay. Then I'll inspire courage with my banjo and my country tunes. It's a plus one conditional bonus to attack rolls, damage rolls, and saves against fear.
Okay, cool. So that'll be perfect now for everyone else. Emery, it's your turn. This horrible ooze monster is sort of like not towering over you, but it's certainly gross and smelly in your face.
And she is pissed.
God,
okay. So, before I cast anything, Derry, mm-hmm. Is there any unattended objects around here?
I don't think so. There's a lot of slime, but he also seems to be made of slime. There aren't any, like, sharp objects that are just sort of floating around in the muck.
Nothing that can bludgeon, pierce, or slash?
I mean, Zebby... No. No.
Stop that!
Throwing Zebby!
No, it doesn't look like there's really much in here. I can't imagine there's anything in this waste except for more waste.
Fire that was in her hands. She's gonna use it. She's gonna go ahead and cast Burning Hands in its face.
Okay, cool.
You.
Making fire around a gaseous garbage creature. That's not gonna backfire.
Stop!
It actually won't. I don't think there's a rule for that, which is, hey, Paizo, missed opportunity.
Don't encourage them. Let me
now
do
that this is recorded, they're gonna do it. It's gonna be your fault.
Hey, Paizo.
Oh my god.
Hey, Paizo.
Anyways,
kisses, Paizo.
Okay, what does Emery do?
I'm gonna need the monster to make a reflex save.
This thing's good at reflex. It is made of slime. Okay, so let me see. That is a rolling. Ooh, 14. How's that? 14.
15.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, he fails. Do that damage.
8.
You're hit. He takes 8 damage. He's not looking as good as he was at the start. Okay.
Really?
You have one action left. What do you do? He is right up in your face, by the way.
Okay, so punching slime.
I was hinting. Maybe you should step away from this team. But Keiki's like, I'm going to deck it. I've blasted it with fire, and I'm going to punch him in the face.
Listen,
you can do that.
I won't stop you. She's pissed.
You can go for it. You're trained in unarmed attacks. So, like, smash him.
Cool, terrifying.
Just this tall, elven, princess-looking motherfucker.
This can also be, like, kicks if you want. It's any unarmed strike, so using your body in general. You might be just, like, you know, stomping your feet on him.
I can use my heel?
Oh no. Yeah. Sure, fuck it. Go for it. Use your heel.
Thanks, Derry.
Terrifying, actually.
Super.
That's 14. A 14. That's a hit, yeah. Not quite a crit, but almost. That's something as well. If you roll 10 higher than, like, above what you're getting, it is a critical success. Like, you roll a d20, or a nat 20 even. Meanwhile, the other way around, if you get 10 under, it's a crit fail. So, yeah, do your damage as you kick this thing. Jesus Christ. Somewhere in Last Wall, the Paladin of God, Jesus Christ, goes, Who keeps saying my name? What's going on?
Two.
Okay, he takes two solid damage. I mean, that's good. It is, however, its turn, and it's not looking too glad right now. In fact, it's probably going to try to attack Kennick, because Kennick did some major boo-boo to it. So it's sort of like... that is a nat one, my friends! It's Yikes! A critical fail. So with nat one, nothing happens. It doesn't hit you. But it's going to continue still trying to attack you. It has, however, wasted its first action, so it has a penalty onto its next attack of... it's 5 lower this time to hit. So this time, instead of being a +7 to hit, it is a +2 to hit. And it's going to try... Oh my god, a second nat one in a row.
Oh my god.
This ooze is not having a great day. And you can, it kind of burbles as it tries to bash against your shield again, Kennick.
Kennick looks almost, Kennick looks at it with, pity. He's like, wow, this is really bad.
It's depressing.
And it's going to try one last time to hit Emery. This time at a -4.
Good lord.
This should be a -3. Oh my god!
Oh my god, what?
Y'all, wow. That was 3 nat ones in a row. The chances of that happening are astronomically low. What is
this? Fuck.
That's good. That's
it
good.
Is a very sad ooze now. You hide behind the shield and where'd you go?
This... This ooze dies from rolling.
That's terrifying. I actually think I might be haunted or cursed. Maybe even hexed. Kennick, what do you do?
Kennick's like, maybe I should just put this thing out of its misery.
Emery agrees. She's like, I think so.
And then he just...
It's depressing.
He kind of swings his hand. He swings his diamond sword. I'm kidding.
Don't do that.
God help me. I got a 15.
That is a crit.
Oh, God did help me.
Hell yeah.
Wow, God. Fuck. Jesus heard you guys. He's like, he's in last one. He's like, hey, listen, God. I'm going to pray for a bro right now. A 15 is a crit. What that means is you critically succeed on an attack roll, dealing double damage. So the way this works is,
you love rolling crits.
Okay, so you crit with this, instead of rolling, 1d8 plus 5, I believe it is, or is 1d8
plus 4?
Okay, it's, 2d8 plus 8.
Oh, baby!
So, why don't you smash this guy?
I rolled a 16.
A 16? Yeah, you hammer down on this guy. He takes some serious damage. Do you want to try shove him, or do you want to try go for another attack?
Let's go for another attack.
Yeah, okay. He's already starting to come apart a little bit.
It's a -5 on the second roll, right?
Yeah, so that would be -1 total.
No, it'd be a regular D20.
Trust me, his AC is not very high.
I was saying it would be a regular D20, his attack rolls.
Oh yeah, cool. D20 then.
I got a 4. That's unfortunate, but you know.
You just about missed.
That's horrible.
You have an attack left. What do you want to do?
It would be a...
Or you could raise your shield.
It would be a -10 then, right?
Yeah, it's a -10.
So, instead...
D20 -10.
Instead...
You do have...
Kennix.
You do have the chance of rolling, a 15... and still hitting.
Yeah. But I'd have to roll a 15 to do so. So instead, Kennick is gonna lift his shield.
Okay, cool. You lift your shield, giving yourself again a +2 to AC. It is Zebby's turn. Zebby, what do you do? Wait!
Zebby!
Your bardic performance!
Yes!
You were singing and dancing, which means that actually that 4, Dave, that was a 5, and you know what this guy's AC is?
Ritz.
A five.
Ritz, I want you to know, I want you to know that I love you so fucking much.
I love you too.
Zebby's playing that banjo real hard, real fast. And Keneki, like, he's about to miss. He's like, I don't think I'm going to miss now. And you do damage. Go for it.
Kennick misses, and then he's like, damn it, and he swings his sword back to, like, pull it back, but that's the one that hit.
The hammer, the backswings hammer, just smashes this guy. Roll damage.
Oops, I almost rolled the wrong way. I rolled an 11.
Well, okay, how do you do this? Describe it to me.
Kennick, when he uses his hammer, he swings it from one side to the other. And he's swinging it from left to right, and it's sort of like a haphazard because he's just trying to pull the weapon back. But he's like, oh shit, and it flies in front of him, and it just sort of, I think it goes like right through the ooze. Just, he's like, oh, whoa, well that,
He's like, oh, I didn't actually expect that one to hit.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah, you did it. You defeated your first enemy. How are you all feeling?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Confused.
is there just like a small ooze pile where it once was?
There's a few small ooze piles. He kind of like dissipated into many small oozes and like splattered across the room.
Got it. Well, Emery's still a little pissed off, so she's just gonna go up to one of the puddles and just stomp on it.
Kennick pulls out a handkerchief and he wipes his hammer off. It is hand stitched.
He is ruining his hand stitched handkerchief.
He is very good at cleaning things. Leave him alone. He knows
sewage off a hammer.
He's just good at it. Don't worry about him.
Okay, sure. It's a magic handkerchief. It was blessed by a wizard.
It was blessed by Jesus.
By Jesus. Our blessed by Jesus. Okay.
And Emery's gonna go up to Zebu once again. She's like, "Hey, thanks for the help."
No problem.
Gotcha. You two are slowly realizing, hey, maybe this garbage stink boy isn't as bad to have around as we thought. He did help us kill this thing.
He did help me survive off of one HP.
That's true.
Okay, so you see that this room does sort of lead out into a corridor. And you kind of get the feeling that, yeah, this is a pretty good way to continue your little adventure. I don't know why I said it like that, but yeah, there's a door, go through.
I'm a little worried about that language.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't trust that, but I have to.
There's only one door. Do you want to like?
I'm just saying I don't trust you.
I didn't even write this adventure.
No, I just don't trust your tone.
There's only one door.
I know.
Go through it, please.
I will.
You go back home and say, sorry, Kaleri, there was a door and we didn't want to go through it.
Kennick goes through the door. He's got a little shield up and he's being a good boy.
Okay, so Kennick's got his shield up.
Close behind him like a lost puppy.
I love her!
Zebby, what are you doing?
Zebby scutters on all fours.
I don't like that!
He just does that. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Okay, so, what are you guys doing as you enter? We're back in exploration mode. We were in encounter mode, which I should have declared, but I have really bad memory.
That's valid.
Another way this podcast represents people. It represents people with ADHD. I don't remember the last few hours. I just live in a moment. Let's continue.
Oh, me.
Okay, let's continue. So, Kennick, you're going up first. You said you had your shield raised and hammer out. I assume you're sort of, like, glancing around for more enemies?
Yeah, he's doing the same thing that he was when he walked into the dungeon area. He's just trying to, like, make sure that he's on the defense in case he needs to fight something.
Okay. I wonder if you could, like, try look for monsters. Maybe there's something in here. If you wanted, you could sort of, like... I would have to roll that for you.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
So if you want to be sort of keeping an eye out for unseen creatures or hidden objects, you would have to tell me your perception modifier, and I would do a secret roll.
Button?
And find out...
Oh, the trained is plus one, right?
Yes. Okay, yeah. So you walk ahead and glance around. No, there aren't any creatures up in the area ahead. Okay, so do you want to signal to the others?
Yeah, Kennick sort of makes the... He makes the kind of like the come here with his hands.
Trots up on her toes though, because heels.
She's gonna keep wearing these heels in the sewage and the garbage and rock and stuff. And Zebby, you're
clean them. She's been through maybe worse.
You don't.
You guys are all still sort of perceiving, right? Like you're not really doing anything extra.
Kenick's not really doing anything except for trying to make sure that everybody's safe.
Yeah. Well, you made sure that there were no monsters, so you're good.
Other than like. Trying not to make noise with her fucking stiletto heels. She's
what an adventurer.
And Zebby?
Zebby zigzags on over, scuttering over to Kennick. He's like, hey.
Hello.
And as you enter the next room, Zebby and Emery realized that Kennick's hypothesis that there were no monsters in here was wrong. He didn't look very well.
Kennick's just a little boy.
In fact, he did roll a nat 1, Kennick. Which means it's my fourth fucking nat 1 this session. What the fuck is happening? It doesn't mean anything, but you did like not see the fact that there are in fact tree goblins in this room. And they are all centered around... Those. A really, really shitty statue. There's like it is okay. The walls of this long chamber are scorched dark, and thick layers of soot crusting the ceiling above attest to the tremendous fire that must have raged through this room in the past. Burial niches in the walls and row of central pillars contain only fragments of burnt wood and charred bone. And here you see those tree goblins. They're gathered in the sort of northern portion of the room, and they are hard at work at building a 10-foot-tall statue of Dracus out of garbage, mud, twine, and bits of pieces of wood. Not very well.
Kennick wants to die.
The constructed statue keeps collapsing under its own weight, but that doesn't sort of let them. That doesn't let them sort of put a damper on anything. In fact, they're singing, because that's something goblins love to do. And they say,
yeah.
Goblins chew and goblins spit. Goblins build a Dracus pit. Goblins work and goblins kill, lest their goblin blood be spilled. Dracus call and Dracus beck. Goblins answer or he bite neck. And then he turn to you and say, oh shit. Our barbershop quartet. There's only three of us, but still.
Can I just say, Zebby was kind of like humming along until Dracus.
Yeah, he's like, oh, shit, fuck that guy. Forgot about that. And they sort of, they look at you guys, and they're like, you shouldn't be here.
You shouldn't be building like that.
And they pull their weapons out. Roll initiative, everyone.
Ooh. 12. 15.
18.
Okay. Okay, that is an 8. So these guys have gotten 8. Meanwhile, Emery has 18. Zebby has 12. And Kennick has 15. Okay, so first in the order is Emery. Emery, you see these three goblins insulted that Kennick called them out on their bad craft work. And they've got their weapons drawn, ready to attack. What do you do?
See, it's a good thing that Kennick said it, because if he didn't, she would have been a follower of Shellyn. She tries to see the beauty in everything. Yeah. Oh.
There's Yikes. Not much beauty here.
Yeah. So, she's going to use her power. She's going to use her fairy dust.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, you'll need to actually get up. What's the range on your fairy dust?
Range is 30 feet, 5-foot burst in the area.
Oh, well, you know what? They're less than 30 feet away, and they're, like, there's only a 5-foot between them all. Yeah, so, tell me what this does. This is part of your bloodline. It's actually something that only you have because of your fey, you know, corruption or blessing, depending on your point of view. What's this do?
You know. Okay, so it's sparkling magical dust fills the area, making those within drowsy. Each creature in the area must attempt a will save.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll do a will save. They don't have very good wills, I'll say that.
That's a scary voice.
17, actually.
Yeah, that was terrifying, I'm sorry.
That's 17, that's pretty decent. How's that do? I assume it's, that succeeds, right?
Yeah, I think it's, like, two above succession.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they have to roll, I should have rolled 3d20. 8 is not good. And 15?
15 is the DC, I believe it would be. Yeah. So, the one that got 8, good night.
Okay, so the one closest to you, he's like, he's got like a little like sickle looking thing, and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna, and like he just like falls face first onto the floor. And the other two are like,
You just have fairy dust in their eyes.
fuck. It's not nap time yet. Goblin Jimmy, get up.
Goblin Jimmy.
That's his name. That's his bird name. Be nice to him.
Don't laugh at his name.
How many actions was that, KK?
It's somatic and verbal.
So okay, so that's two actions. You have one action left. What do you do?
Can't really do much, especially now that they're...
Yeah, they're too far to kick. You don't have that long
not
legs.
Yet.
Yep. Tall. Not that tall. Oh my god.
Okay, so do you want to call your turn there?
Yep, she's going to leave it up to the others.
Okay, so Kennick, it is your turn. One of the goblins, the goblin closest to you, is fast asleep. The other two are both looking kind of frantic.
Kennick,
what do you do?
Runs towards, not the one that's asleep, but one of the ones, I think, are behind him. And he is going to... He's gonna smash.
Okay, go for it.
Well, I almost tried to type smash instead of roll. So
slash smash
something wrong. I don't know. Does a 23? Does a 23 hit a goblin?
You know what?
It doesn't sound like it does.
23 hits a goblin. It's not quite a crit, but my fucking god, it hits a goblin.
Oh boy!
Jesus. Oh man.
Oh boy.
So roll your damage.
I rolled 10.
Yeah, how do you do this one?
What happens is, so he's at first he's next to Emery, but then he's not. Because he's in front of this goblin, and he looks down at it, and he says, "This is for bad craftsmanship."
Jesus Christ! Punish, like divine fucking punishment.
It's not just for that, but he sure does.
You fucking like, crushed this guy.
Oh yeah, he sure hits him
into the fucking wall.
It'd be like that.
Okay, and you have one action left. What do you do?
I think he's just going to raise his shield.
Okay, sure. Zebby, it's your turn.
It sure fucking is. So Zebby's gonna, with banjo still in hand, he's gonna play another supporting song, which is inspired.
Okay.
Bridge.
You're playing a country twang to cheer these guys
up. Yeah, he's twanging on his little banjo. and so you guys get plus one on attack rolls, damage rolls, and also saves, will saves, that is. And that's his first action. And his second action, he's going to... the position is he's still in the cave. Not cave, but like doorway. Yeah. But he's going to step out about 15 feet. Actually, no, 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be his turn, because he can't cast anymore.
It is now the goblin's turn. Emery, how does the sleep thing work? How long is he asleep for? Can he try wake up? What's the story there?
Falls asleep and automatically awakens when the spell ends, and the duration is a round.
Okay, so one round. So it'll be his next turn before he can wake up. Okay. And he is asleep. You can't act. Minus 4 to AC in perception.
Yikes.
Yeah, I sure hope you take...
Okay.
Quickly fail all reflex saves.
Literally me.
That's actually... Ooh, he's not in a good position at all, is he?
I mean, being asleep in the middle of the fight generally isn't a good idea.
So all that's left is this guy. And he sort of, like, fumbles with, like, a... is it short bow? Yeah, he's got a short bow, and he's like, hey, fuck you guys. And he tries to shoot at Kennick, who's the only one in range right now.
He sure can try. Oh, is that a nat one?
Oh my god.
Five nat ones in the single session. What is going on?
How the hell are you rolling so many nat?
Did a witch fucking hex me? For some of the straight men who left earlier when I made the straight man joke, like, turn out to be a warlock who was like, hey, fuck this
guy. There was some heterosexual warlock that was like, don't like that.
He misses wildly. He was like, ah, shit. And he tries, yeah, he's gonna, like, just drop that, pull out his little dog slicer, which is a funny goblin weapon.
Ooh.
And he's gonna try to take cover. Now let me tell you what that does. So basically this gives him a plus 2 to AC or it's a plus 4 to AC and reflex saves as he ducks behind cover.
Mm-hmm.
So he's harder to hit now from wherever you guys are. Which means that Emery, it's going to be harder to hit him, and Kennick can be harder to hit him. Emery, it's your turn. I mean, not Kennick, because Kennick, if you're standing right in front of him, cover does jack shit. Emery, it's your turn. What do you do?
She ponders life.
Yeah, she takes stops and takes a second, and she's like, is it wrong to kiss a goblin?
Shut up.
Well, she doesn't think about that because she has an idea.
It's not wrong.
Oh, shit. Go on.
So, she has a nice little feat called Reach Spell.
Oh, no! Okay, tell us about Reach Spell. That's a metamagic feat, right? Metamagic are feats that affect how you cast magic. What does this do?
Trigger is you start to cast a spell that has a range. The spell must have a maximum of 2 spellcasting actions. And the description, you add a somatic casting action to the casting of the triggering spell to increase its range by 30 feet. If the spell normally has a range of touch, you instead extend in its range to 30 feet, and if the touch spell normally requires an attack roll or touch attack roll, it now requires a range attack roll or range touch attack roll as appropriate.
Long story short, you can cast spells from very far away. Okay, what spell are you going to try cast? He does have cover, which will benefit him in dodging this.
I mean, it's okay, because she's not really going to attack. She's going to cast Guidance.
Oh, shit, okay. What does that do?
So, you ask for Divine Guidance, granting the target a plus one conditional bonus to one attack roll, perception check, saving throw, or skill check the target attempts before the duration ends. The target chooses which roll to use the bonus on before rolling. If the target uses the bonus, the spell ends. Either way, it's
okay, so he gets a plus one on whatever roll he likes.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. And that's that was your whole turn because the mana magic adds another action, right? Okay, Kennick. Yep. It's your turn.
Kennick's gonna... This guy's still asleep, right? The guy that...
Yeah, this guy's, like, sound asleep.
There's a guy next to him that's asleep, and so instead... because he kind of feels bad about killing an asleep guy. he's gonna run to the guy that's trying to take cover. Because that's better, you know? It's better...
Yeah, you prefer to kill a coward than a natural
guy. Stop! Kennick runs towards him.
You like rush up in front of him and he goes, ah shit,
I got legs, bitch.
My hide and seek championship all for nothing.
And he's got his weapon and he's gonna attack. He's just gonna
okay.
Jump.
You have plus two to this attack, so that's d20 plus seven.
Baby, we love plus seven at level one.
Oh shit. 23. Yeah, you know what? That's another hit. Not quite a crit, but holy
Woo!
Shit, fuck
I
you.
Love Kennick.
There's a record scratch, and you hear the goblin going, yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation. And he doesn't have time to tell this story to his grandkids because his head gets smashed. Go for it.
11 damage?
Oh, no! Oh, God.
11 damage.
Fuck. 11 damage. These guys only have 6 HP.
Ooh, I really love Kennick. I love him. What a...
You destroyed his goblin's head. He's gone. Just, poof. Okay. All that's left is Goblin Jimmy. Zebby, it's your turn. Your comrade Goblin Jimmy is napping on the floor. Probably dreaming about being an asshole, because he is still friends with Dracus.
Yeah, Goblin Jimmy, you were always a bitch. I never liked you to begin with.
Kennick looks back and he's like, that's kind of harsh.
What's kind of harsh is lopping off someone's head, Jesus.
Like, Kennick
Christ.
Is covered in, like, goblin blood, and he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're one to talk. Fucking Christ. Zebby casts Magic Missile.
Holy shit, okay. Magic missile is not something bards used to have, but now they do. What the fuck?
They sure
One day,
do now.
Every bard woke up and was like, I'm gonna fucking cast a missile at people now.
So, how does magic missile work? Tell us about that.
So, magic missile works by... The caster sends a dart of force streaking towards the creature, and it's... visible, like you can see these things. It automatically hits and deals 1d4
automatically?
Force damage.
Holy shit, yeah. Okay. How much damage?
1d4 plus 1.
Okay.
And
okay,
2
damage. I mean, he does take it. And he does immediately go, ugh! And he like wakes up, he's like, ah! Ah, shit.
Wake up, you little bitch.
Oh, fuck, shit. Son of a bitch. He's like panicking. He's like, oh no. It's his turn. He scrambles to his feet. That's one action. He did have his horse chopper. And I think he's actually going to go for you, Zebby. Fuck you. He rushes towards you.
It's personal.
And he says, this is for eating.
Zebby flips him off.
This is for eating other people's food out of the company fridge.
your name wasn't fucking on it.
Company? This is in character.
Yeah, goblins have businesses. Have you never met
a
businessman?
Business.
They're all fucking goblins.
Don't be fucking rude.
Kill the bourgeoisie. That's all I've got to say about the man. Okay.
Let me chance kill the rich.
Okay, so he's got a dog slicer. Okay. And that is a d20 plus 6. How does 15 look?
15? Okay. That looks... pretty good, yeah.
Does it hit?
Yeah, it hits him.
Okay. And it's a 1d6 slashing damage.
Ow.
That is 2 whole damage. Now you're even.
Wow.
He says, gotcha.
I can't believe this.
Gotcha. Emery, it's your turn. This guy's standing right next to you.
God. She's not going to do the fire. Not this time. She is, however, going to give him like a face full of ice. Ray of frost.
Oh, shit. Okay. Go for it. Actually, and this is cast as a level 1 spell rather than a level 0 spell. Ray of frost is usually a cantrip, but sorcerers in 2nd edition get auto cantrip heightening, where all cantrips cast as your highest possible level. So go for it. Okay, range structure check, and that's a 15. Yeah, that is a hit. Roll damage.
2.
Yeah, he takes it, and he goes, ouch! But he's not dead. This is... Goblin Jimmy is famous for his resilience.
Fucking Jimmy.
He's still alive. You have 1 action left. What do you want to do?
I could punt him.
You could fucking punt him. If you want to, like, fucking American football this guy across the room.
God.
I could absolutely do that. 17.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, that's a hit. Go for it.
1.
He goes, ouch! And he's still not fucking dead.
Valid as hell.
You do 1 damage to this guy, you kick him, and he goes, oof! What the fuck? Dude.
She tries kicking him through the goalpost, but just doesn't work. He's still standing there.
Yeah, his football head is actually a lot heavier than you thought. Kennick, he's not looking great. He's kind of like bleeding through his nose and one of his teeth is falling out.
Oh.
Kennick, he walks behind this goblin and he enacts...
He drops his hammer and goes for a neck.
Divine.
Oh my fucking god.
Divine punishment. Please stand. Listen, I can't.
You take the Dracus head and you smash him with it.
I would, if I could.
You
well,
can.
How does he...
There's improvised weapons. You
well,
could
I
do
just
that.
Rolled, so he uses a hammer instead.
Okay, 19. That's a hit. You kill him. Go for it. You don't even have to roll down. She's got 1 HP left.
Damn it! I was that close.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
Did Kennick just kill
Kennick,
all of
think?
These?
Yes, Kennick's gone on a quest. He really hates goblins.
Kennick kills this last goblin. He probably smashes his head into the wall, which is kind of gross. I think even Kennick thinks that's kind of gross.
He's like, oh, I feel bad. I should pray to Torag Lair. And then Torag was like, no, dude, that was sick. I hate goblins.
Kennick's a little bit less intense, but he does what his god wants most of the time.
Kill goblins. Kill goblins. That's not what I'm asking you. You go to church, that's all
god.
I tell you. Kill
all not what he says!
Oh my god.
He does not say that!
Zebby is quaking.
Zebby is the...
So Kennick kills goblin. He's like... Oh, that... Ew. Oh god. There's so much blood.
You're covered in goblin blood. It's
he's
everywhere.
He sort of like...
It's in
no,
your hair.
No! He did his hair! He's like, ah, it took me forever. Whatever. And then he turns and he's like, so that's done. Hey.
Zebby looks at Kennick. He's like, wow, you sure are good at killing goblins.
Well, I mean, I'm good at killing stuff in general. It kind of comes with the job.
That's fucking terrifying. All right.
We'll be right back. An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.